Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am Mike Salmond. This is the award-winning Gwinnett Business Radio, by the way. My co-host, Stephen Julian, said, hey, you got to remind people how successful we are. So there you go, Stephen.
Congratulations, Mike, on your wonderful award.
Yes, and one of these days I will put it up on the wall, I promise.
Absolutely. Once we get a frame. I'm heading to the dollar store after the show.
Everything going well with you, sir?
Everything is going fantastic. I hope it is going well with you as well. I'm excited about today's guest. This is going to be a great show.
We've already been joking before we went on the air. Hopefully we can keep that going during the show and have some fun.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for, and to spotlight and highlight the leaders in Gwinnett County.
Absolutely. Three great leaders today, three wonderful businesses or agencies, as we should call it. Dr. Alan Wong is here. He is the CEO of Salute. We'll find out in just a minute what Salute is all about. From Foster and Whitmer, they're an insurance agency. The owner, vice president, and agent is here, Cappy Arneson. It's one or the other. Oh, no, you're all three. You do it all.
I do it all.
And joining us from Lanier Islands is Mike DeLeone. And a big thank you to all our guests for joining us today, and good morning, everybody. And we will start with Dr. Alan Wong with a company called Salute. Good morning, Dr. Wong. Tell us all about Salute and what your company does.
Sure. You know, Salute is a brand new transitional care company. We are headlined here out of Suwanee, just down the road from Duluth. We opened our doors in July this year, July 10th to be exact. We've been open for about 4.5 months. We are a 64-bed, private bed facility that deals with patients that need recovery, usually after a hospitalization at a hospital or potentially at another rehab center. And the patients come and they stay for a short time, usually less than 3 weeks. And all of our patients so far have gone back to independent living, back to home or to assisted living.
Is this something that is fairly new? Typically in the past, if you had, say, joint replacements, you would, you know, you'd stay in the hospital until you were ready to go home. But you're kind of a transitional recovery facility.
That's right. Yeah, this is a new model of care. We're really the first one in the area. And more of these will be coming across the United States. In fact, our company plans on building more Saludes across the United States in the years to come here. But, you know, the big difference now is that hospitals are being pushed to move patients out quicker. Talking about joints, it used to be that these patients would go to acute rehab centers after a several-day stay. Now they're pushing for almost next day or same day kind of leaving the hospital. And so that's where we come into the mix.
You mentioned hospitals sometimes having to push the because of room and other reasons. Do the insurance companies cover the costs if they come to a place like Salute?
Absolutely. They do cover the costs. And that's the other reason the insurance companies are pushing some of the acute care hospitals that we've talked about here to move the patients out. It's not that the hospitals are actually wanting to move those patients out. It's a lot of times due to the payer plans.
Dr. Wong, you started the interview with the phrase transitional care. This might be a very unfair question, so you can yell at me if you want to, but I would imagine that's fairly broad. We're talking mostly after surgeries. What are some of the other part of the spectrum of someone who would need a transitional care facility?
Sure. You know, right now we're seeing about 60% of our patients are orthopedic, orthopedic surgery, or other surgical subspecialties. The other 40% or so are medical. So people that are recovering from strokes, people that are recovering from heart attacks, people recovering from pneumonia, sepsis, urinary infections, COPD exacerbations, heart failure exacerbations. It's really the bread and butter. So every patient that's in a hospital potentially could have the opportunity to come to our facility.
So I would think another thing that would pop into somebody's mind when they first hear this is, oh no, but the hospital has everything that I need. So I'm sure you go beyond just the 64 beds. Talk a little bit about what kind of services you can help with, what you're there to help during the transitional care.
Sure. Well, starting off with our amenities, when patients come in, they will see that we're a private, 64 private beds. That's unlike most skilled nursing facilities. We do have a sous chef that's there that believes, we believe that making nutritious meals with less preservatives and taking a holistic approach really helps patients, and low sodium and so forth in the food. Every patient gets an iPad on entering, and we have Wi-Fi throughout the facility. They have 330 square feet per room, private showers, a 46-inch TV. We also have seven-day-a-week therapy, so that's physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. Our clinical model, we have a nurse practitioner that's on site Monday through Fridays. Right now, we'll be adding someone on the weekends as well. And myself as the CEO and also medical director of the facility, so you have a physician there that's full-time. I come from a hospital background, so bringing hospital protocols and care standards to the patients and families there. Additionally, we have a nurse practitioner that will follow the patient after discharge home for a number of days or weeks, depending on what the needs are, to help that patient transition back into the community and back to their primary care provider or their specialist.
Our guest is Dr. Alan Wong. He's with Salud here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Talk about your success rate at Salud, and also what is the typical length of stay for many of your patients?
Great question. You know, so far, after being open 4.5 months, our average length of stay has been about 19 days. That will vary depending on your initial diagnosis and what you're coming in for recovery from. So far, we've had excellent, very high patient satisfaction ratings. We've had a very low readmission rate. A lot of times people look at readmission rates into the hospitals. Our readmission rates are in the very low teens at this point. About, again, 50% of our patients come from orthopedic surgeries and are recovering from that as well. So far, our numbers look very good. Our staffing ratios as well, we have very good nurse staffing ratios compared to the other skilled nursing facilities. And so we're very proud of the product we have so far.
You mentioned this is kind of a new thing. You mentioned this is a little bit of a new model. The first reason I can think of is the square footage, the private shower, the TV, the iPad. I mean, fantastic care. What are some of the reasons behind the change in model and why you got involved?
Sure. You know, I've been in the hospital world for about 15 years now. I was with Emory for about 15 years, and all my work has been in the hospital setting. There are a lot of changes going on with healthcare today, as we know, a lot of changes still to come. But at the end of all those changes, what's going to come out of it is there are going to be new models of care that need to be put forward to help care for our patients. One of those models are these transitional care facilities that will be born. It's really teasing, okay, the recoverable patients that are potentially elderly in the Medicare population or above, and they don't have to be Medicare, but pulling them out of the mix and giving them every opportunity to recover. Right now, all of those patients are being offered either to go home with home health care or going to a typical skilled nursing facility. And, you know, this teases out that population, works them 7 days a week with recovery, with a rehab model, rehab 7 days a week, and also has physician and nurse practitioners available almost on a daily basis for any issues, and moves the patient, you know, out within a few weeks. That's the model. They're not residents. They're not there to stay long term. And it's really because of technology, where we are with medical technology and, you know, other avenues that we're living longer. I mean, I always joke, you know, Sylvester Stallone and Cher are nearly 70 or nearly 70. They need some type of place. And Sylvester Stallone probably could out bench press all of us here combined. And he would not want to go to a typical skilled nursing facility for his care. He'd want to recover somewhere where he could get out much quicker. And that's the sign of the times, and it shows you where medical technology has gone. So we're dealing with that now.
Is Rocky really approaching 70? That's amazing.
Yes.
I feel very old all of a sudden.
Award-winning Rocky.
Yes, yes. He has quite a few more than we have on the show
yes,
so
that's
far.
Right. Hey, we're still working at it.
You mentioned your facility, the size and everything, all the amenities and the staff and so forth. But to talk about your location in Suwannee, I understand you border a natural preserve as well, which has got to be wonderful for the patients.
Yeah, we call it a natural preserve. Realistically, we're on about 15 acres. We're located right at I-85 and Lawrenceville Suwannee Road, so 317, not too far from the studio here, but really we're very accessible right off the road there. But we've got about 14 acres there that we've built on. We're only using several of those acres. We can potentially expand on site there. We're in an area where we thought that the natural beauty, the Georgia pines, and the natural landscaping there are going to add to a patient's recovery. So we've got walks kind of designed that patients use actually for their rehab as they walk around, but it's like being in a natural preserve type area. And we also have a lot of art. We're part of the Suwannee Art Project here. We have sculptures that we work with the city that we participate in there. So it's very helpful. We believe in a holistic approach to their healing.
Sounds like a wonderful place, Stephen, for our brand new Business Radio X studio right there.
I'm in. You turned me off. I'm in. Let's sign the paperwork now.
All right. Before we let you go, and Dr. Alan Wong with Salud, tell us how folk can find out more about your recovery center. Give us a website, any other contact information you'd like to share.
Sure. We have a website, Salud, that's SALUDE.com. And on there, you can schedule private tours and come by and see the facility. So we'd welcome everybody to come out and just take a look.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, coming up momentarily on the show, we're going to be joined by Mike DeLeone. He's with Lanier Islands. We'll find out all about the stuff going on at Lake Lanier and the islands there. But joining us now from Foster and Whitmer, it is Cappy Arneson. Good morning,
hi.
Cappy.
Good morning.
I'm doing okay, I think.
You did great, Mike. That was an award-winning name call.
Let me turn you off there for a second there. All right, Foster and Whitmer, we've had somebody from your company on before. You guys won a Gwinnett Chamber Business of the Month Award not too long ago.
We did, back in May.
For those of you that have not listened to that show, and shame on you out there for not having listened to that great show, tell us all about your company, your agency, and what you guys do, and the services and products that you offer.
Well, Foster and Whitmer started in 1976. We were actually Foster and Associates doing business as Foster and Whitmer.
Shame on you.
I know. And we are a non-standard agency specializing in the hard-to-place risk. So we can help you for commercial risks. We can help you get your insurance history started. If you've got experience but you don't have insurance previously, we can actually get you started and get your history on track so that you can get on with a standard market. We do property and casualty. So with that, basically that means nothing, life and health. No
so,
desire.
So let me clarify one thing and then let you expand on what you said. The first thing I want to clarify is Foster and Whitmer Insurance Agency can pretty much cover the gamut. So it's not just the hard-to-place risk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. So the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also do commercial.
Yes.
As well as personal.
Correct.
But now let's focus a little bit on the ugly, because that is unique. That is one of the things that kind of sets you guys apart.
Not everybody wants the ugly.
Exactly. So so talk about some of the reasons why that comes up. I love that phrase you said. You might have the experience, but you don't have the insurance. Kind of unpack it a little bit more. Because somebody listening who thinks there's no way anybody can cover me, what are those situations that you come across that you can help with?
Well, on the auto end, if you have too many tickets, if you need an SR22A or an SR22, those are filings specifically for, like, if you an SR22 is if you've had multiple violations, a habitual offender, okay? So somebody with multiple DUIs. An SR22A is a filing for somebody who has had driving without insurance too many times. Okay, no, not many companies will do that, but we specialize in that, and we have over 25 auto companies that we can look at. We shop the market and find the best carrier depending on your scenario. If you have too many tickets, we can handle it. We've handled. I had one gentleman that, God love him, he had so many violations he filled up my screen, and I worked with him through the years and got his violation record. He cleaned up his record, but his premium also went from $10,000 a year to about $1,000 a year. But I worked with him and helped him along the way to do that.
And Mike's been very happy with you since then.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your business, by
once
the way.
She recommended, get a bicycle, Mike. that made all the difference in the world. So you mentioned that you are able to help maybe bad drivers out mm-hmm. there. What about if they want... Can you insure someone that doesn't want their spouse insured or teenage driver? You know, they're looking for ways to do that.
Yeah, we've had scenarios where either the spouse was medically disabled, but not every company will exclude a spouse, and we have companies that will. Say your teenage son has too many tickets, and the standard markets want to exclude your son off of your policy. You and your husband are fine, but your son is not. We can actually take your son, insure your son, and you can stay with your standard market, like State Farm or whoever, and then we just handle the bad driver in the household.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind, Stephen.
Yes, you do have teenagers.
Absolutely. I'm writing that down right now.
Now, let me ask you some other quick questions. Can you insure contractors?
Absolutely. That is one of our sweet spots.
Okay.
So we have
yes.
That is a huge yes. We can handle any artisan contractor all the way up to your general contractor. So if they're actually doing the work or if they're just supervising the work, we can handle all of those gentlemen.
What about a vacant dwelling or home?
That's another sweet spot. That's actually like a big, huge cupcake.
I'm just throwing you softballs.
That's another big yes.
I'm telling you. Vacant dwellings are, especially now with this foreclosure market, are huge. We can insure vacant dwellings, dwellings under renovation, and investors who are taking these dwellings and trying to improve them and then sell them for, of course, a profit. So we have a lot of investors that we insure these vacant dwellings with.
One last cupcake, and I guess if this one's a cupcake, it'll be a nice big cake. Talk a little bit about business startups, because that's another area that I think a lot of people start and don't even think about insurance. Talk to them a little bit.
Absolutely. So say you decide to retire from one of the large corporations and you have this desire to become an entrepreneur. You don't have an insurance history, so the standard markets may not take you because of that, even though you've got 20 years experience. We can actually help you get your business insured as a startup using your experience as your history. And then once you have a year or 2 years, whatever the requirements are for the standard markets, then you can go on with them and get better rates.
And you actually work with, so here's a good question. So I'm this guy and I'm retiring maybe 15 years in a hospital and starting a new business. And I have a good relationship with my insurance agent in the standard market. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, I can't really help you. You're okay kind of coming alongside and then maybe even passing that back. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We work with a large majority of the standard markets in Atlanta. We work with them and handle the things that they cannot. We won't take the stuff that they can do. So they keep their business on the books, like State Farm and Allstate, Nationwide, Cotton States, all of those gentlemen. We will take the stuff that they cannot do, and then once we get them their history or improve their situation, we can then refer it back to them. So it just fills up their pipeline for down the road.
So even if I'm worried about jeopardizing my current relationship with my insurance person, that's not the case. You already have a good relationship probably, and so all you do is enhance the relationship.
Right. And we work together.
A great concept, Mike.
Working together.
Yeah. Do you think we can figure that out someday?
Not anytime soon,
no,
Stephen.
No, not on the award-winning show.
Turning your mic back off again. Let me ask you this, and we're talking with Cappy Arneson. She is the owner, a vice president, and an agent with Foster and Whitmer Insurance Agency. I've heard about people that are getting married and they want to insure their reception. Why would they want to insure the reception? Can that be insured, actually?
Absolutely. It's a special event. We do all types of special events. But more specifically about the wedding, you know, many times you have an open bar, and, of course, there comes alcohol liability. You don't want Uncle Bob, who has a bit of a thirsty habit, to drink too much and then leave your reception and do something that could become your liability.
Oh, I never thought about that. So really, we should probably be talking about what don't you insure, because it's almost pretty much, you know, you mentioned earlier, no health and that kind of stuff, but everything else pretty much.
Yeah, just don't do life and health. I can pretty much handle almost anything else.
That's great stuff. Cappy Arneson with Foster and Whitmer. For those that would love to find out more, and even if they're not sure, can this be insured or not, at least it's worth a phone call, I would think.
We love to educate people. That is what we bring to the table is our staff of over 100 years of experience who've been with us for anywhere from 4 years to 25 years. So that is a lot of longevity for a small business. You can find us on the internet at www.FosterWhitmer, that's FosterWitm as in Mary, .com. Or you can just give our office a call at 770-717-7380.
Well, you've definitely educated me today, although that doesn't take much to educate me, by the way. And I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Cappy. Cappy Arneson with Foster and Whitmer here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Now, as promised, from Lanier Islands, it's Mike DeLeone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Lanier Islands. You are the director of sales there. What do you do at Lanier Islands?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I've got a great position there at the island. I have the good fortune of taking a wonderful product, a beautiful resort, destination resort here in the greater Gwinnett area, and telling the world all about it. And that's my responsibility, is to lead a team of individuals to go out into the Atlantic community and tell them that just 30 minutes north of town, you've got a beautiful destination, beautiful accommodations, and a resort that's ready, willing, and able to open their doors and give them a great experience.
For that Rip Van Winkle that just woke up and never heard of Lanier Islands, what is it? What is this gem that we have just right on the outskirts? You know, part of it's in Gwinnett County, but you're right there. What is it that you could tell us about Lanier Islands?
Well, we are a 287-room full-service resort with 25,000 square feet of meeting space. We cater to both the leisure traveler and as well welcome business and group accommodations throughout the year. We're now a year-round resort with terrific amenities.
I may want to move our future studio from Salud to Lake Lanier Islands now. I'm not sure. I don't know if Salud has one of those big lakes right there.
I'm in. Whatever you decide, Mike. Both sound great. Mike, talk a little bit about the amenities. I mean, you again and again, I ask this question kind of going, I like Mike's phrase, Rip Van Winkle. Talk about the amenities. What are some of the things beyond the rooms and the meeting space? What are some of the things people can take advantage of at the resort?
Certainly. Well, you know, Steve, the resort itself sits on an absolutely beautiful lake, right? Lake Lanier, and certainly water is a large part of and water sports and water activities are a large part of what we afford our guests. But championship golf, 18-hole golf course. A zip line course that runs throughout the entire 1,500 acres at Lake Lanier Islands. We've got everything from a vast amount of team building activities to some breathtaking pavilions that we have got incredible vistas that we typically will put groups out onto, either whether they be weddings or whether they be gatherings, whether they be corporate meetings that want to meet in the outdoors. That's all the things that we really, really attempt to differentiate ourselves and make a unique experience to both our leisure guests and meeting guests.
And you mentioned differentiating yourself because you're north of Atlanta, but you're still competing with all the stuff going on in the Atlanta market. So you know, you really do have to distinguish yourself in the market.
Sure. You know, one of the interesting things as I've moved into the area and I speak to both our leisure guests and our group contacts and meeting planners out there that are planning gatherings, I hear the same thing time and time again. It's so amazing that while we feel we're away at Lake Lanier Islands, we're not really away. And it's a quick connection to the community and into the metro area. Yet they really feel like it's a getaway and a way to rejuvenate, you know, when it comes to their leisure travel and their vacation and or their meeting and conference.
Yeah, people may not realize what a gem we have, and it's so close. And my goodness, if there's an emergency at home, you could actually be at home. For me, I could be at home within 20 minutes.
I think sometimes people think when they think of Lake Lanier and the resort area, they think, well, I'm not looking to stay overnight. While that is fantastic, and I love that phrase, we feel we're away, but we're not. So what about the someone maybe looking for a date night? What about someone looking for, I'm going to play a round of golf. What could I do after the round, but I don't want to stay overnight? Talk a little bit about, and I'm thinking maybe food, restaurants. Talk a little bit about that and anything else you want to bring to the conversation.
You know, we do speak about, the differentiation. And what differentiates us at Lanier Islands is our variety of food outlets and our enjoyment of, in the summer months, Lanier World, an amusement park environment that most of the folks locally here understand, but our folks, as they come in from the various national corporations that we bring to the hotel, become aware of very, very quickly how much fun they can have outside of their room and their meeting room. And now, more importantly, for the winter months, we've just opened Snow World, where we are making snow out at Lanier Islands these days and providing a beautiful winter wonderland along with our Lanier Islands Christmas winter lights tour. We've now enhanced that experience dramatically. So between Lanier World in our summer months and now Snow World and Lanier Island Christmas, it's all about really enhancing that guest experience and really optimizing that idea that a family can break away from home for a day or so, enjoy themselves, and dad can come back for a sales meeting and or a conference and know that there's more than just four walls to stay in.
You mentioned some of the unique events. You mentioned the holiday events with the lights coming up. And for those that might be listening to the live broadcast or listening to this during the holiday season, talk a little bit more about that. I've gone to that for years. You explain how that works, where you drive through, and you're saying it's even better this year.
Sure. We've enhanced it dramatically. With the opening of Snow World, we've now
Why do you giggle every time he says Snow World, Stephen?
We're here in Atlanta and we're talking about Snow World. This is awesome.
We are producing tons of snow a day out at Lanier.
We got to go check this out.
And it's been an enhancement of the experience in the most dramatic way. We still have in place our holiday light experience, holiday light tour out at the lake. And now sort of as you kind of come into the park and tour our lights, you're kind of brought into this winter wonderland. Snow produced with our slides that are open, and it's fun for the entire family and fun for the community. We've seen some really bright eyes, children, as they leave our snow playgrounds.
So there's sliding and sledding. I imagine you can also play in it, snowball fights, build snowmen, that kind of.
All of the above and
even more.
And even more, and I've been pelted a couple of times by some of those snowballs as I walk.
Wait, do we have to sign up for that? Is there a fee for that?
I was going to say, Steve's not asking for his kids. He's asking for himself.
No, I'm thinking a team-building exercise of you and me, Mike.
We can certainly put together as much protection as you guys need as you start pelting each other with
and Cappy can write some special event insurance for when Mike throws his fastball.
And then after we break a leg or something, need joint replacement, we've got Dr. Wong to go to.
And we've got a 64-bed facility that'll compete with how nice each facility is. Man, I told you this was going
to
be a great show.
This is the complete show from A to Z.
This is great. Fantastic.
So we're recommending everybody go to Lanier and get hurt is what we're saying.
The whole time Mike's been talking about Lanier Islands and Resort.
But first make sure there's insurance.
Absolutely. Of course. As the whole time Mike's been talking about Lanier, as we keep building and building and building, I don't know when we're going to end the interview, but I'm gonna say the way to end it is why haven't we gone yet? If you haven't gone to Lanier, what is keeping you from going? There literally is nothing keeping people from going.
I would certainly second that. I think that one of the aspects of our resort is the enhancements and changes and improvements we've made to the properties for so many years. Our owners, the Williams family, have put so much investment and love into this property to truly make it an experience and a guest experience for families, for groups alike, and with the idea that we truly want to make sure that folks out there know that it's not a hidden gem, but it is a gem.
And I think it'd be very interesting to see the numbers, Mike, as far as the number of people from the Atlanta area that come and enjoy everything there, as opposed to a lot of the out-of-towners as well.
Absolutely. It's interesting. But 65% of our group business is repeat business. And that means to us that they are local corporations, local companies, local organizations that are coming to us on an annual basis. And equally so, we're excited each and every time we are executing meetings and conferences for companies, such as the national headquarters for Makita, and the national headquarters for Kubota. And so these are entities that, as they come into the community and understand that they've got a great destination here, that they do see the surrounding area and they do partake in services and goods and services in the Gwinnett area. So,
and we should emphasize that for those business leaders that do listen to this program, I mean, for your company, there's a lot of things that you could take advantage of right down the road there at Lanier Islands.
I am extremely a proponent of face-to-face interaction when it comes to people, commerce, and trade, and business being accomplished. The most successful meetings that I've ever been a part of, and facilitated myself, are those that meet in unique environments. And certainly, we can produce unique environments for you at Lake Lanier.
Well, Mike, for those, and we're talking with Mike DeLeone with Lanier Islands. He's the director of sales. For those that want to get in touch with you for maybe an outing or bring their group there and do whatnot, or just want to find out more information, give us the website, give us your contact information.
Certainly. The most easiest way to do so is to contact us through our website. You can make reservations as a leisure guest and a vacation guest with us, as well as if you are a planner planning a group function, contact us and through our website at lanierislands.com.
Great. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. Mike DeLeone with Lanier Islands here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, a big thank you to Cappy Arneson with Foster and Whitmer and Dr. Alan Wong with Salute. A big thank you to all our guests for joining us. Hopefully, you enjoyed the program. A reminder that you can enjoy this show or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, don't forget to like us on Twitter, at Gwinnett Radio X, and on Facebook, Gwinnett Radio X as well. Last words, Steve and Julian.
So I've got my to-do list after the show, Mike. I've been doing it here at the end. So I'm going to buy some special event insurance because you're doing the Christmas party for Gwinnett Business Radio up at Lanier Islands in Snowland. And as we sled down the hill, I've gone ahead and pre-booked the room at Salud for our recovery.
You know it's going to be that bad.
Absolutely.
All right, but you know what? We've got the best dock and we've got the
Absolutely.
Best place to go for rehab, so we're good at Salud.
And all I know is if we do those three things on our to-do list, it will be an award-winning Christmas party.
I'm in. I'll see you there. For Steve, and I'm Mike Salmon, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.